An expression is Judy Dawson. The last name is D-A-W-S-O-N. The clinical case of a 75-year-old white female that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 4. Period. The patient has a history of prolonged administration of non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. She has a history of hyperlipidemia, arterial hypertension, and diabetes mellitus type 2, period. All those are factors that are contributory to the nephrosclerosis. The patient doesn't have any evidence of activity in their urinary semen. There is no evidence of proteinuria. The serum creatinine remains 1.6. The BUN is 26, and the estimated GFR is 31, which makes her a CKD stage 3B. Number two, the patient has diabetes mellitus. She has gained 4 pounds of body weight, and the hemoglobin A1C went up to 7.1. Period. The patient is encouraged to lose weight and to stay away from the salt as well as the significant amounts of fluid. She has to be 178 pounds. Period. Following number, the patient has a history of bronchial asthma without exacerbation. Following number, the patient has sleep apnea on CPAP. Following number, hyperlipidemia. On the statins, the triglycerides are down to 205. Following number, osteoporosis that has been treated with the bisphosphonates by the primary care physician. Following number, hyperlipidemia on the statins. Following number, obesity. Following number, a history of secondary hyperparathyroidism. Following number, hyperuricemia on allopurinol. Following number, the patient has secondary hyperparathyroidism with a PTH that is elevated at 456. We are going to start the patient on calcitriol. Period. Paragraph. We invested 7 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 16 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.